Clunky, occasionally poorly written film with jarring tonal changes throughout and some of the worst editing I've seen in a mainstream film in quite some time. Despite this, for whatever reason, I enjoyed the damn thing. It's incredibly entertaining from start to finish, extremely well acted, especially from DiCaprio, goddamn, quite funny, and not nearly as preachy or annoyingly on the nose as I thought it would be. In fact, the central conflict of this film is so self-sustaining that I'm not entirely sure what real-life counterpart issue they were poking fun at exactly. I've read it's climate change, and sure, some of what happens in this film could apply to that, but I don't think it's meant to be a direct translation of it, or even a half-translation. It just reads to me like a film about a comet that's heading toward Earth and a society that, for the most part, wants to either bury its head in the sand about it or be willing to go along with a media that's telling it there's nothing to worry about, which doesn't really apply to anything happening in our society at the moment as far as I know. Climate change is recognized by many people as a real thing that's actually happening, and if you think the media has been telling us that it isn't anything to worry about, then you haven't been watching anything from the mainstream media from either political off for at least a good 5 to 10 years. Sure, one side tends to emphasize its severity more than the other, on average, but neither side outright denies its existence as far as I know. So, good job for towing the fine line, there, film. Unfortunately, the film is a narrative mess. After a gripping first 20 minutes or so that were like something out of a tense, serious drama and had me questioning whether this would indeed be a comedy at all, the thing swerves into goofiness and leaves no question as to what it's trying to do. Then it swerves again into drama, then again into goofy comedy, and back and forth throughout, especially with the introduction of Meryl Streep, an obvious Trump stand-in, and douchebag Jonah Hill, who always plays the same damn irritating character in every film despite nobody seeming to notice or care. The guy sucks. The wackiest character, though, was the Steve Jobs / Elon Musk guy, played by the actor Steven Spielberg uses a lot lately, you know who I'm talking about. He's a good actor, but the character is ridiculous to the point of cartoonishness, except for one scene in the middle where he suddenly becomes serious and kind of threatening, but you're never actually meant to take the dude seriously at any point, which is fine, but, again, given the grounded reality of our lead characters, it's jarring. It makes for some laughs, but doesn't gel together all that well. And story-wise, the thing starts to fall apart around the early middle, after the spoilers. Aborted space mission bit. And spoilers. Which didn't make any sense to me. Do you know how expensive something like that is to put together? Why even bother jumping through all those hoops if that's going to be the plan all along? And it gets worse from there. They really hammer the Streep as Trump thing into your skull to the point of absurdity, and the introduction of the ridiculous Don't Look Up campaign doesn't even make sense. They never said a comet wasn't coming, they have a plan in place to take care of the thing when it gets close enough to Earth, so why do they need to convince people not to look at it as it makes its way across the sky? Also, no other country save Russia bothered to launch their own deflection scheme. Pretty sure China has its own space program as well, and they sure as hell would be quicker and more efficient about it than Russia if push came to shove. Then there's the whole ridiculous tiny robot plan at the end to blow up the asteroid. What was going on there exactly? Spoilers. They wanted to blow up the asteroid into smaller chunks so those could hit the Earth instead and be easier to mine. Big or small, an asteroid hitting the Earth is a bad idea. Hell, chunks of an asteroid may arguably be even worse than a large one since the devastation would be much more spread out all over the Earth. And why did the plan fail exactly? Something about losing too many robots, but it's not really discussed beyond a couple of shocked expressions and an, oh well, time for Plan B gesture by Streep and the Musk/Jobs hybrid. And spoilers. And those are just the issues I can think of off the top of my head. The film tried to do too much and make too many points, only really succeeding with a couple. It also just felt like significant chunks of the story were very clearly removed throughout, leading to a mess of unresolved or poorly explained twists and turns that grew irritating after a while. Overall, the film doesn't work, but it's not a disaster. It's never dull, it's well acted, and I enjoyed my time with it. The story issues are glaringly obvious as you watch, though, becoming more so as it lumbers onto its inevitable conclusion, and thinking back, you're annoyed at how much could have been improved had they spent more time thinking of a coherent story. Perhaps instead of the goofy comedy bits that just about completely derail the thing, they could have kept it a serious, tense action drama with bits of humor here and there, or maybe made it 75% drama and 25% goofy comedy instead of 75% goofy comedy and 25% drama. As it stands, it's a bit of a waste of a great cast, except Jonah Hill. Blay and an interesting concept that we haven't seen depicted in films for quite a number of years. Not the worst film, it has its moments, but it could have been much, much better.